This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're excited to have back with us New York City plastic surgeon Dr. Yogita Kashyap from Hudson Face and Eye on the show today to discuss everything you need to know about styes. Dr. Kashyap, a pleasure to have you back with us here on the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Always great to have you. So tell us, as we're looking at styes, what are styes and how are they formed?
So styes are also known as, they have many different names, and they're also known as chalazions, hordeolums, eyelid abscesses. And so usually patients will complain of a bump on their eyelid, whether it's painful or not. And the way that they're formed is almost similar to acne. So there is oil glands that line the eyelash line, and there's about 25 to 30 on the upper lid and about 20 on the lower lid. And they're actually vertically oriented. And so their mouths are actually releasing oil to keep our eyes nice and lubricated. And so if any of those, let's say 50 glands on the eyelid itself get clogged, get inflamed, all of a sudden a chalazion or a stye starts to brew. And that's sort of the nidus for these to form.
And that's certainly some interesting information there. Now, are styes contagious and how can we prevent them?
So that's a great question. A lot of people do think styes are contagious. However, they're not. And so similar to acne, it's basically what we can do to prevent them is to minimize inflammation of these glands. So if you do get allergies, really make sure you treat your allergies, whether it be through nasal sprays or eye drops. That's one. If you're allergic to any makeup products, that can actually cause a stye as well. Usually when patients start to hit their late 20s, early 30s, we start reducing the production of oil from our glands. And so things that we can do to help boost the production of the oil from the glands are taking omega-3s. And I know that's like kind of a big hot topic nowadays. You can take fish oil, you can take flaxseed oil. We usually recommend starting about 2 grams a day, and we can slowly go up to about 6 grams if need be. So that's one thing. The other thing is, you know, doing warm compresses. There are these eye masks that you can get, and, you know, they stay warm for about 20 minutes, and you can put them over your eyes, you know, a couple times a week, and just heating up the glands. You take that oil that is, you know, a little bit firmer, a little bit harder, a little bit stickier. It's almost like putting butter in the microwave. You're warming up the oil in the gland. So now when the oil comes out, it's more fluid and it's less likely to clog. And the last thing you can do to prevent styes is actually making sure you clean your eyelid margins. So we're really good about washing our hair and, you know, washing our face, even, you know, sometimes multiple times a day. But people tend to avoid their eyes. Something that we typically recommend is to clean your eyelids with just like a gentle face wash. I'm a big fan of Cetaphil Gentle Cleanser. I have no financial interest in the company or CeraVe, but anything that's mild and non-foaming is a nice thing to use. And you really just want to clean to make sure there's no dandruff or scruff that's there that can cause inflammation, that can cause the styes to form.
Great information there. Thanks for sharing that. Now, how do we relieve pain and treat a stye?
Great question. You know, so if it's a painful stye, the key is to really use warm compresses, and you want to do them for about 15, 20 minutes at a time. Just like putting that butter in the microwave, if you just do it for 1 second, it's really not going to melt. So you really need to do a good 15, 20 minutes. And the key is for it to not to be hot. You want it to be the temperature of a baby's bottle. If it's too hot, you can burn the skin, and that can cause another complication. And lastly, for pain, Tylenol is great to use in addition to the warm compress. Some people will veer towards aspirin or ibuprofen or Excedrin, and I usually recommend to avoid those because if you end up needing a procedure, it'll actually increase your chance for bleeding and bruising, and that just complicates the healing process.
Today, once again, we are speaking with Dr. Yogita Kashyap from Hudson Faith and Eye in New York City here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Dr. Kashyap, can styes have complications?
That's a great question. You know, the complications that I've seen from styes are chronic inflammation of the eyelid, which has caused stretching of the muscles that elevate the eyelid. So that has produced ptosis. So basically a little bit of an eyelid droop or a lazy eye, some people call it, basically where the eyelid is a little bit lower on one side because of that chronic inflammation. Now, sometimes removing the sty itself, you know, as a weight can alleviate that, but oftentimes it doesn't. So that's one complication I see often as an oculoplastic surgeon. And there is a surgery that corrects it, which is basically tightening the eyelid margin. The muscle called the Mueller's muscle to elevate the eyelid. And other complications is actually scarring. And ironically, that's also a potential complication from excision. I usually recommend to treat these as soon as possible because any chronic inflammation just causes damage to the structures around the sty. And so that's the skin, the muscle, as well as like the eyelid margin. I've seen patients lose eyelashes as well, just from that chronic inflammation. So you really want to get it under control. And that, you know, usually involves, you know, some antibiotic ointments, as well as doing the warm compresses.
Lastly, Dr. Kashyap, what does same-day sty treatment entail? Get into some of those details.
Oh, sure. So it's a module or kind of like a platform that I created. And it's, you know, we're fine-tuning it still right now, but basically it's a telemedicine platform where you can have a video chat with me or another oculoplastic surgeon to look at your sty, to evaluate sort of the severity of it, and to also get the oral antibiotics if need be and topical antibiotic steroids if need be, and also coaching on how to get rid of the sty as quickly as possible. You know, time is of the essence. And what I've noticed is, you know, in being in practice for a few years in New York, there's an epidemic of styes for sure, number one. Number two, by the time the patients actually get to the right doctor to get this treated, you know, they've gone to like one of those acute urgent care centers. Maybe they've seen their dermatologist or their medical doctor, and even like an optometrist or an ophthalmologist. And along the way, you know, different medications are prescribed. And so by the time I've seen them, they have a bag of medications, the sty is still there, it's been there for 3 to 4 weeks, and they're miserable. You know, it's just basically like a meme, and it kind of prevents you from functioning. And, you know, everyone in New York is pretty busy and, you know, needs to be a lot of places and, you know, needs to show their face. And so to get this removed or kind of resolved as quickly as possible is usually of utmost importance. So being able to interface with a doctor, you know, any day of the week and actually get the medications in an expedient fashion, I think is a service that's very needed in New York.
Well, Dr. Kashyap, we certainly appreciate what you do and for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio. If listeners wanted to get further information on Hudson Faith and Eye in New York City, where's the best place online to get further details?
So they can come to our website. It's www.hudsonfaithandeye.com. And on there, there's ways to reach out to us. Also, they can give us a call or shoot us an email. Our email is office@hudsonfaithandeye.com. I wish there was a shorter one, but that's what we have right now.
And that certainly works, and we'll drop a link within the show notes of this broadcast as well to be of help. Again, Dr. Kashyap, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and look forward to our next conversation. And have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
We have been speaking with, once again, Dr. Yogita Kashyap from Hudson Faith and Eye in New York City. And again, for all the details, visit Hudson Faith and Eye. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.